Hello and welcome to the 163rd episode of Crosby's Nine, where we look at English from all angles, and it's that time of the year again. It's time to do some spring cleaning. As I speak, it's March. It's early March, and typically we start thinking about doing some spring cleaning. Spring. Remember to better pronounce words that begin with the S. Emphasize the S strongly, and it'll sound better. So what in the world is spring cleaning? Well, you have to clean the parts of your house that you typically don't clean. You have to clean areas that require a deep cleaning. Bookshelves, under the sofa, beneath the carpets. It's a major deal. It's deep cleaning. And this is something we typically do in the spring. So when does this take place? Anytime between the 1st of March until the end of April. But again, there's no fixed date for this. So what types of things can we clean, or what types of things can we clean out? What's the difference between to clean and to clean out? Well, to clean something is basically just to make it nice and tidy, to make it less dirty. But to clean something out is to clean the inside of something, to clean something very thoroughly with a lot of detail. And typically it's to remove things you don't want from a room or from a closet or from a garage. So for me, spring cleaning is removing things. Oh man, what is this? Hey, how long have we had this? I am doing some spring cleaning here, and I'm cleaning out the garage, and I found something that I don't even know where this came from. Clean it out. Get rid of it. This is the concept of cleaning something out. By the way, how do you pronounce the word garage? Please repeat those letters. Garage. This is the letter tutor. Yeah, we need to have our letters clear. Don't confuse the G and the J and the Y and the Q and the K and the... Yeah. Garage. How do you pronounce it? Well, it depends. In the United States, we say garage, garage. And in the UK, they say garage. Okay, so fine. I'm going to clean out the garage. I'm going to clean out the attic. I'm going to clean out my closet. And by the way, what's the difference between a closet and a wardrobe? Well, in the United States, a closet is where you basically hang your clothing. You open the closet door, and you see all of these hangers, and you have your shirts hanging there, and that's a closet. But a wardrobe in the U.S. is a collection of clothing. Like, for example, if you're an actor and you have to change your costume or your accessories, that's called a wardrobe. How do you spell wardrobe? Wardrobe. Please repeat those letters. Wardrobe. Yeah. Keep those letters clear. So what else can you clean out? The kitchen cabinets. What a nightmare. I do not like cleaning out my kitchen cabinets. And again, I find things that I didn't even know I had. Please repeat. I find things I didn't even know I had. Again, I insist on imitating me, because as you imitate, several things will happen. You will reinforce vocabulary. You will improve your pronunciation. The shape of your mouth will change because it's required to properly pronounce the words, so your pronunciation will improve. Your speaking will definitely improve, like I said before, because it's basically as you imitate, you improve. There's no trick to that. It's cheating, actually. This is what little kids do. So you can clean out the cabinets. You can clean out the cupboard. Now remember, we have two words, cabinet and cupboard. And the difference basically is where you use the word. We use the word kitchen cabinet in the United States, and they use the word kitchen cupboard in the UK. Just so you know, in the kitchen where you store your plates and your cups and your glasses and your kitchenware, in the US we call it a cabinet, and in the UK they call it a cupboard. And by the way, that reminds me of a cool expression we have in English. using the word cupboard.
Once again, how do you spell cupboard just to practice your letters?
C-U-P-B-O-A-R-D. C-U-P-B-O-A-R-D. Well, we have an expression in English, the cupboard is bare. Repeat, the cupboard is bare. Bear, bear, bear. No, not bear like the animal, not like the Chicago Bears, not B-E-A-R, bear, B-A-R-E. When something is bare, there is nothing there. Hey, that rhymes. If something is bare, there's nothing there. Well, that's true. So, the expression, the cupboard is bare, we use this expression when we refer to the amount of resources that are not available, like money. For example, let's say that your daughter's school is asking you for extra money because they want to buy more school supplies. Man, they want more money because they want to buy more school supplies. Listen, the cupboard is bare. I mean, I just don't have any more money. The cupboard is bare, meaning you open the kitchen cupboard and there's no food there. It's empty. Now, this expression, this metaphoric expression, of course, probably comes from a nursery rhyme, which goes like this. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her poor dog a bone. And when she went there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. It's funny because I think the word none and bone are supposed to rhyme, but they don't, at least with an American accent. So anyway, we're talking about spring cleaning. You have to clean something or you have to clean something out. You can also use this phrasal verb to clear out, which is very similar. To clear something out is basically to make something empty as well. So if you're going to do some spring cleaning, you can clean something out or you can clear something out. When I think of weeding, I think of clearing out the weeds. So part of my spring cleaning exercise is also weeding. Weeding, 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 weeding. Wait a second, weeding. What does the verb to weed mean, and how do you spell it? Well, you spell it W-E-E-D, and it's a regular verb, and it means, yeah, it means to remove weeds. You know, weeds, those ugly plants that grow in your yard. I guess they're plants or growth or vegetation. Isn't it funny how we as human beings define what a weed is? Oh, get rid of that. I am going to clear out the weeds this weekend. I am going to do some spring cleaning. Look at these horrible weeds. I'm going to clear them out. What about clearing your mind? Not clearing out your mind. Simply clearing your mind. Oh, man, you know, when I sit at my desk for hour after hour after hour, I need to get up or stand up and clear my mind. To clear your mind means to basically remove chaotic thoughts, to empty your head of all of these thoughts or crazy ideas you might have. Some of you who might know a little bit about ice hockey, there's another cool expression using the word clear. Clear the zone. Clear the zone. By the way, how do you spell zone? Z-O-N-E. Z-O-N-E. Z in American English. Z in British English. So those of you who like sports know about the concept of offsides. Well, in ice hockey, you have to clear the zone in order to prevent offsides from happening. What's the name of that rubber disc that they use in ice hockey? Puck. P-U-C-K. I think it's really cool. If you're attacking, there is a puck in the zone. If the puck leaves the zone, everybody attacking has to clear the zone. In other words, leave the zone before you can go back in and re-attack. Clear the zone. Zzz. Really make it buzz. Zzz. Z-O-N-E. Zone. Anyway, there's so much information in this podcast to focus on and to learn from. As usual, I ask you to go back and listen to it again so that you can consolidate vocabulary, so that you can improve your pronunciation, and so that you can become a better speaker of the English language. That's all for now. Thanks again for tuning in to Crosby's 9. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.